This episode of WDW Today is brought to you by Care Of, a monthly subscription vitamin service made from effective, quality ingredients, personally tailored to your exact needs. For 25% off your first month of personalized Care Of vitamins, visit takecareof.com and enter promo code WDW.
Bringing the world to your world. This is WDW Today.
It's Wednesday, May 16th, and this is episode 1611 of WDW Today. And you know what we're doing today, folks? Podcast style. That's right. Will and the Grease have taken over. We kicked Logan and Terry, the adults in the room, out of the studio, and we brought Matt Lott along because he's like our little kid brother.
Yeah.
And so we're talking about the spectacle formerly known as the Disney Bourbon Trail. I want to get into that a little bit first. But if you guys want to check out the podcast because you like bourbon, thepodcast.com. Logan doesn't know I'm doing that, but I'm doing it. You can go to thepodcast.com and you can subscribe to our podcast where we go into depth about whiskey and bourbon and other such things. But Disney announced a few weeks back, and we hadn't gotten to it on the show yet, that they were doing a bourbon trail at Disney Springs. Now, they've had to amend that because the bourbon trail is trademarked by the state of Kentucky. There's the Kentucky Bourbon Trail. And so a lot of people were trying to find it, and the link was dead and all that. And the map now that they've released took off Bourbon Trail, and it just says Disney Springs on it. And it says now it's called Discover Bourbon at Disney Springs. But I just thought it was interesting that of all people, the Disney company didn't check the IP and whether or not that was something they could use before rolling out the bourbon trail.
If anybody should understand IP, it should be Disney.
Right.
Because I'm assuming they have a whole team of lawyers that deal with IP.
I feel like that's probably a huge division there.
Yeah, probably pretty big.
So they had to pull it back, and I think it kind of took a little bit of the wind out of the sails. But the Discover Bourbon at Disney Springs is still going, and it's through June 17th, which is a little odd to me because I feel like you can still go do a lot of this after the fact. I just think some of the specialty cocktails maybe not there, but I still feel like most cocktails, they probably have the ingredients for. So if you have the map, you can probably still participate in this after the fact.
Can I get something just out?
No, I'm going to just keep going.
Yeah. Really?
I'm just not letting you talk. I'm just going to filibuster.
I mean, I'm fine with it.
Oh, go ahead, Grease. We didn't even introduce ourselves.
No, we did.
Oh,
I'm Will.
I'm Matt Lott, the kid brother.
Yeah. And I'm the Grease.
There we go. Okay, now back to the regularly scheduled programming.
Give me the title of the Bourbon Trail again that's not the Bourbon Trail.
Discover Bourbon.
Discover Bourbon. Let me go ahead and tell you guys something right now.
Oh, you tell us something, Grease.
If you're wanting to discover bourbon, let me go ahead and tell you what you shouldn't do.
Okay.
You shouldn't go to the Discover Bourbon experience at Disney Springs.
Why is that, Grease?
Because it's kind of more like we got three bourbons and they're going to be in all different places. And I'm like, oh, over here you can get a bullet mixed with old fashioned mix. Over here, it's going to be like some lemon juice and some bullet bourbon.
There you go.
It's going to be like, you want a chocolate shake with bourbon.
You keep saying it's all bullet, but everything I looked at, I see Buffalo Trace, I see Basil Hayden, I see Woodford Reserve, Old Forester, Knob Creek.
You don't see 18 of them, though. There's like six.
Jim Beam.
You got KC. You got Woodford.
That's Knob Creek.
That's Knob Creek. Sorry. Sorry, Disney crew.
Angel's Envy. Ooh, the Angel's Envy Bourbon Mojito sounds really good. That's at Bongo's.
Yeah. Do we want to go through?
We can. There's 18 stops, which is a lot.
There's no.
That's more than drinking around the world.
Yeah. You can't. Here's the deal.
Yeah. I'm surprised Disney is promoting this as a thing, because if you hit every one of these, that is kind of outside of the brand of Disney.
Well, that's why it's in Disney Springs, I think. They're like, don't let them in a park.
Yeah. Well, yeah, for sure.
No, you don't understand what they're doing, right?
I don't. Okay. Clearly.
Number one, you can't.
But you do.
You can't physically do that in a day.
No.
Okay? And so here's what they're going to do.
Okay.
Okay. They have, let's just say they're there for a week.
Yeah.
We got 5 park hopper tickets. So that leaves 2 days or 3 days or however they want to do it. They're trying to draw people there on the off days to keep people in the Disney experience and, you know, ultimately keep your money.
Well,
your money going to Disney.
It's also not going to be a cheap experience. If you were to complete the whole thing, I'm talking multiple hundreds of dollars.
Yeah, you're probably looking at $300.
Well, because I would assume most drinks are probably $15 at Disney prices for a
potentially more.
Potentially more. I'm being conservative, so we'll say an average of 15.
Yeah.
So 15 times 18
is
that's 270. But there's also special food tarings,
right?
Plus tax, plus tip. You're well over 300 per person if you complete the whole thing.
So park hopper
plus
or
tip,
bourbon
like Will tips people.
I tip much better than old Greasy does.
No, that's not true.
Actually, probably is.
Really? Mm.
Let's have a tip off.
Yeah, you guys tip
me. Get us a waiter.
Me.
Go. Sorry, kid brother. I'll give him $100.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, your kid brother was talking.
I got 100. How many?
Sorry. 20%. I got 21%. Bad service, 22%.
It's like, where do you lie on the bad service? Yeah. Part? Well, I mean, kid brother's probably real bad.
That's where you find out where generosity rubber meets the road. Is like, okay, these guys literally came over here twice. I'm parched.
I don't know. That could be where you find where generosity ends and where bourbon begins, depending on how much you've had.
He's much more clever than you are,
Well,
Greece.
I said parched, so that means I hadn't had too much.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, so, I mean.
You didn't say perched.
Man, I'll tell you what, man, if the service is terrible, I'm still tipping 15%. Now, some people think I'm getting taken, but really, I'm just trying to get out of there with my dignity.
Gotcha.
All right. When Greece starts talking dignity, we start changing the subject.
Hooray!
So, sorry, weren't you going to say something though, Matlot?
I'm just looking through here, and some of these pairings actually look interesting. Stuff that I wouldn't normally want to try. The Deluxe Burger Smoked Bourbon Gelato Shake. Okay?
So yeah.
Normally, I'm going to stay away from that.
But gelato shake in and of itself is a curious explanation.
That, see, I'm walking with you. I know what you mean.
It's probably just real creamy.
I know. I'm just saying, though, you don't think of... Actually, you think a little bit less creamy.
Yeah.
Because ice cream is real creamy.
Right.
So I almost think of it's more almost like a...
Are we talking about the...
Spritzer.
Are we talking about the Italian ice cream called gelato?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's creamier than regular ice cream.
Okay, listen
to
this shake.
If you're eating avocado or if you're eating non-avocado.
Yes.
Really?
I mean, avocado is like the ultimate creaminess.
It is true. He's right. He's dead on.
I don't like
Listen to this, though. Smoked bourbon, gelato shake, vanilla gelato blended with Knob Creek single barrel bourbon, hickory smoke, dark chocolate sauce, and topped with a bacon strip.
All right, let's talk about that real quick.
I'm in there.
For those of you...
go ahead, Greece.
Let's educate for just a second on the bourbon side, because that's kind of what we do over at the podcast very loosely. Mm-hmm, No, but what he said, the Knob Creek single barrel. So you know you're getting at least 120 proof in that offering because it is a single barrel, and that's how they do that. Now, here, 120 proof, meaning 60% alcohol. Normal bourbons are kind of in the neighborhood of 90-ish proof. So... In this particular mixture, if it's ounce for ounce, then you're actually looking at a little bit more bang for your buck as far as the old walking around shopping.
You're
buzz
looking like
factor.
You're looking at a shake with a spin, and by that I mean the room is potentially spinning.
See, I'm not into like boozy milkshakes personally.
You're so boozy.
No, like I like to keep those two things separate. That's
he didn't
bougie.
Say he didn't say
not
bougie.
Boozy.
He said boozy.
I thought I made a real clever joke.
You were close. You were close.
No, I'm not. I like my desserts to be desserty, and I like my booze to just be as it is.
Leave the bacon out.
Well,
is that what you're saying? No, I'm saying leave the gelato out.
Leave the booze out of the booze.
Yeah,
I'm
there
with you.
Go. What? Okay. Well, no, okay.
I don't like the adult milkshake thing. That whole trend.
Oh, okay. So the Coke and bourbon icy are okay.
They're fine, but that's a little different.
They're fine, Will. Let's run back the tape on the podcast.
Those are good, but I don't consider that a dessert. I consider that like a frozen margarita. Mm-hmm. I don't consider a frozen margarita a dessert.
Not See, I think if
a,
you
like
add...
A Slurpee is not a dessert. Right. It's a refreshing treat in a hot Florida afternoon.
You don't think of a snow cone
if
as a dessert.
If you add anything to bourbon, it's sweet. Like, it's a treat is how I look
a
at it.
A treat and a dessert are different.
It's
I don't
a dessert.
I don't want ice cream booze.
Yeah,
I just want ice cream.
But this is what makes this one interesting is it comes with the Southern burger. I'm sure you have to order it also. But so that signature beef or blend beef patty topped with fried green tomato, pimento cheese, lettuce, grilled onion, bacon.
Now I'm all about
all
that burger.
All of this together, though?
Oh,
that's
no.
That's good.
So good.
Let me go ahead and tell you.
Without the milkshake.
You always want to eat where they've got like good bourbon. You know what I mean? I feel like the people that have a good whiskey selection always have really good food, and I don't know why.
Yeah, that's
but
true.
It's like their tastes are good.
Yeah,
you know.
Let's hope so.
Let's hope so. All right, any others that are kind of standing out now? Hey, where can you get the gelato thing? Because I want to go, and I'm going in September.
Deluxe Burger.
Deluxe Burger.
Yes. And again,
it's the
you're probably
bourbon gelato shake.
You're gonna have to order it probably because this thing ends towards the mid June.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So you need to screenshot
this
list.
Well, that being said, though, like, yeah, right. You want to screenshot it because you can probably force them to make it.
Yes.
Like, I don't think they're getting rid of some of these ingredients.
Yeah, I don't think they're bringing it, hey, let's bring in the gelato machine just for a couple months.
We don't have any bacon at our Southern burger joint.
Now, I will say something that I think my wife doesn't love bourbon. She doesn't. However, there is a drink at Paddlefish called the Southern Sangria.
Ooh,
does sound great.
Which is a Medley Brothers Kentucky Straight Bourbon. That's the bourbon they use in there. Now, I will say this. She's a fan of sangria. Might be sweeter. Might kind of take the bite off of that. So it might be something that, you know, if the ladies might like it.
Now, while the boys at the podcast are going on, I need to tell you about something on the opposite side of the world, which is vitamins. And Will's here with me.
I am.
Will, you like vitamins?
I do, especially because we, you know, need to
need them.
Offset the damage
the stuff,
we're doing
the
to
stuff.
Our bodies.
So. All right, even when you try to maintain a healthy diet, it can be hard to get the nutrients in your body, and you need those for long-term health. Vitamins can fill in important gaps that your body's missing from your diet or give you an extra boost where you need it. 90% of people fall short of the FDA recommended guidelines for at least one vitamin or nutrient. And here's sort of a fun thing. You go on this website, takecareof.com. You fill out an online quiz. And I've done it. It's actually kind of a fun online quiz. It's really easy to figure out. And you just answer some basic questions, lifestyle choices, your goals, your health goals, your diet. It's kind of fun to do. And what they do is they create a personalized vitamin pack just for you and send it to you. It's simple. It takes a few minutes. I've done it. It's excellent. It really has helped me out. Simple. Takes only a few minutes. Get your personalized supplement recommendations. And the recommendations aren't just like out of nowhere. They're based on clinical research in traditional medicine with input from doctors and nutritionalists. You'll receive a 30-day supply shipped right to your door. I've done it. I've gone to the CareOf website. I've taken the survey. And they gave me all the stuff I need to really live a healthier and better life. You know, I if you look at my DNA, I have some areas where I'm not creating enough this or that. And really what these do is supplement some of that. It's excellent. It's really great. Again, what you need to do for our listeners, go to takecareof.com. That's takecareof.com. One sentence there. Think of like takecareof.com. Use the promo code WDW. And you will get 25% off your first month of personalized Care of vitamins. That's takecareof.com and enter the promo code WDW. And now, back to what Will and the Grease and those guys are talking about.
Okay, so back to me being transparent for a second.
Okay.
I just want y'all to know, one of my favorite things in the parks is the frozen lemonade. Because y'all said, oh, it's refreshing.
Yeah.
There's nothing
also,
more
Also, I don't think that's a dessert. That's just a refreshing beverage.
Yeah, that's just that's a get me back to zero. not even one. Just like,
what about this, Grease? What if you went to Yasaki and got their strawberry bourbon sour slushy, which is bourbon, sweet strawberry puree, and lemonade? It's basically your frozen lemonade with some strawberry and bourbon in it.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I'd be down with that.
All right.
Here's the deal, though. I don't necessarily know that strawberry is a good pairing, though, but hey.
No, it is. Like a strawberry lemonade?
I know that, but
and throw some bourbon in it?
You're right. I'm tasting it right now, and I want
it. Sounds incredible. Mm. Okay. A lot of these drinks sound extremely refreshing and perfect for Orlando weather, like the Angel's Envy Bourbon Mojito at Bongo's. I wouldn't go to Bongo's normally, but I would to get Angel's Envy bourbon is in it.
Yeah. And it's a mojito.
Simple syrup, soda water, fresh mint leaves. So yeah, it's essentially a mojito with
but
Angel's Envy.
You could get that anywhere. If you walk into any bar, the respectable bar in your hometown, and you're like, hey, can I get a mojito made with Angel's Envy? The answer is yes.
Yeah, but I don't think I would do that. But nope. If it's on the menu.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if you own a bar.
Yeah.
Outside of Orlando.
Yeah.
And you want to, like, bring in two people.
Put that on your menu and advertise it.
Yeah.
You're like, hey, we need to go down to Chuck's.
Yeah.
Chuck's has that Angel's Envy with the mojito.
Mojito, they were
and
talking.
And I don't have to describe it and sound like a dum-dum.
Yeah.
They'll just make it for
me. I can just order it.
Yeah.
It's on the menu.
So, like, I want you to, like, make a classic mojito, but sub Angel's Envy for the rum.
That is not that in the whole scheme of things, Will.
It's not that
as
difficult.
Far as,
but it makes you sound pretentious.
It does.
I don't think I would ever order that.
That's
but
what
I
you
would
want.
Order it if it's on the menu.
You want to sound a little pretentious if you're going to go to the bar. You're going to be like, I would like this thing. That's just me trying to hang out with you guys. Sorry, kid brother.
What?
Go
kid
ahead.
Kid brother's
go
allowed
ahead.
To come to the bar with us
like
as long
it.
As you don't bring your fake ID.
Well,
yeah, bring your real one.
Yeah.
The Identikid. ID.
Identikit.
Identikid.
Oh,
is he
gosh.
The kid brother?
No, it's yeah, you it's get the ID before
I know.
You're
you
16.
Get that at, like, you could go at Home like Depot and they'd have, like, a fire truck and you get, like, a orange apron and they'd do the Identikid for you.
See, this is how I knew, or this is another, I grew up in Mississippi. The only Identikid that we had was wear clean underwear so they can identify you. Because more
seriously?
Than likely, your underwear had your name scrawled in the back of it.
No.
I am not kidding.
That's what they told
yes.
me.
Yes.
They said so we can identify
change
you,
your underwear
sure
so we can know.
Clean.
There was no Identikid.
What I'm a little disappointed in is that on this list, only one is featuring just a neat bourbon. Mm.
The Ganachery.
And it's just Woodford Reserve. And that goes back to what you're saying. Like, I know for a fact that on property, and especially at these not all of these restaurants are owned by Disney. Actually, a lot of them are not, I feel like.
Yeah.
But they still have access, I feel like, to get the single barrels. So why aren't they doing at the Ganachery, the single barrel Knob Creek that is Disney Parks selected?
Which everyone
or
had
the
been
Blantons.
Delicious.
I've tried the Blantons as well. And so I know that they are getting these. Why aren't they showcasing it? That if they've already made a big push for this to be a bourbon themed thing, and I feel like for actual bourbon fans, they're missing out on one of their biggest assets.
I agree.
And they even had three different restaurants that had three different single barrels. Like, they allocated a few bottles of this one barrel because you know they have several different single barrels. So if they promote it as like barrel number such a 6432 is at Paddlefish, Blanton's from Rickhouse H is at the Ganachery. You know, if they promoted it like that, I feel like a lot of bourbon fans would be into this.
Yes.
Now, so clearly they're targeting the bourbon fans.
That's what I was going to bring up. So if they had the single barrel options on all of these, and let's just say each store got a different offering or something like that, that is appealing for, hey, let's load up the kids, let's load up the wife, let's do Disney, and oh, by the way...
Yeah, I feel
a
like
a couple of days I want to go over here and do this.
I feel like the wife could use this as a bargaining chip for some of our podcast listeners that are like, hey, we're taking the kids to Disney, but did you know they have a faux bourbon trail that they can't call the bourbon trail anymore? And you're going to get to go try all these single barrels. Also, they printed a map out for you, so it's easy to follow and you know where to go and what to order. But instead, it's a lot of these cocktails. I don't know that our listeners over at the podcast would actually like.
Yeah, I think the majority of our listeners, they like, obviously, old fashions, Manhattans, something that's going to be very whiskey forward.
Which there are some variations on that.
There like are.
We have
yeah.
the
there's a couple of
Hangar Bar. There's a coffee old fashioned that has Kahlua cold brew coffee.
That one is an interesting one to me that I wouldn't mind trying.
I'd try
but
it,
but I'm not going to fly in.
Yeah.
To Orlando I'm with to you experience. On that.
Well, but it's also kind of like you see the mugs that say there's a chance this is bourbon.
The humongous?
Like, no, the coffee mugs.
Oh,
and it says like there's a chance this is bourbon. It'd be funny if they served it in that.
That would be great.
Because that would, and then there's the there's another one that Frontera Cochina has a bourbon nectar, which is kind of like a tiki drink with Basil Hayden.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds really good. And then the
Planet Hollywood Observatory Bullet Frontier Old Fashioned featuring Bullet Bourbon Sugar Bitters.
Yeah,
that's so like
traditional.
That's like lowest common denominator.
Art Smith's Homecoming has Old Fashioned Elder, so it's Michter's Bourbon and St. Germain. And then they also have a mint julep, which is a traditional bourbon drink, which is basically just mint, sugar, and whiskey.
That's a southern
which
drink.
Which I'm assuming if you were down there during this time for the Kentucky Derby, I'm pretty sure mint juleps were probably purchased. But I don't walk in and be like, hey, man, give me a mint julep.
I don't know, Grease. Have you ever had a mint julep in the afternoon in that dang humidity and heat of Orlando?
No.
It is actually the most refreshing thing you could ever order.
Do you chug it or just sip it?
Oh, no, you just sip it and let it refresh you.
Sip with it. Yeah. It's so humid, you got to be lazy.
Can I be transparent with you guys?
Yeah. You're
from Ohio.
You're
from Akron, Ohio.
Yeah, and you've never
you
had whiskey.
There is zero chance this dude right here is from Ohio. Let me go ahead and tell you something. There's on a scale from 1 to 10, I put Ohio down at like, I don't know. I'm not going to say it.
He's not trying to offend all of you from Ohio.
Looking at this, my top three that I'd love to do, the Yasaki one, I love that one.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind doing the gelato shake. Mm-hmm. Where was that one at again? I can't. The deluxe burger.
Yeah.
And then the other one, you know, I mentioned it at Paddlefish, but I don't think I'd personally love to experience that, but the Southern Sangria sounds pretty cool. Especially for my wife to try and bridge the gap there for her to like bourbon at all. Do y'all have a couple of top twos?
Well, I already said the one at Bongo's. And the Enzo's Hideaway Bourbon Swizzle is a bullet bourbon, lemon juice, ginger syrup, bitters, fresh mint, and
I don't know why I always.
It says notes of spice, rye, and cedar. What, you don't give me the tasting notes of your cocktail. Like
tasting notes of cedar.
I like Enzo's has a really good bourbon.
Scooped up some hamster stuff and threw it in there.
Guinea pigs. Enzo's, I know, has a good bourbon menu, and they actually have the single barrels on there. So, once again, missed opportunity.
Well, I mean, not technically. I mean, you could go in there and say, hey, man, give me that single barrel, dog. Ooh. Now, here's the deal. When we're talking about this, like, when just to educate more, they have private select barrels of the single barrel. So what you're looking at is an actual, like, someone went there, tasted a bunch of single barrels, and hand-selected that barrel because it tastes really good. So what you're going to get—
Because in bourbon, a lot of factors play into the flavor. And so what they do at a distillery when it's just a standard release is that they are blending a bunch of barrels together. They're dumping them all in a large vat, and they're using barrels that have specific notes to counteract other barrels to make sure that their consistent profile stays the same, because they want each bottle that you buy of Knob Creek to be on profile, on brand.
That's your mass production.
Right, so that you know what you're getting. A single barrel can taste completely different one bottle to the next, or really one barrel to the next, because the aging process, the specific tree that the barrel is crafted out of, the way the char interacts with the enzymes in the wood, the first few years, if it's aggressively hot and cold, can really affect the flavor going down. And so there's a lot of different factors that play in why each barrel, it's not going to be the same if you just throw whiskey in a barrel and let it sit for 5 to 7 years. And that's why single barrels, you get different flavors, you get different notes. And so what Disney, what Grease is talking about has done, and you'll see it on the menu, if it says Disney Private Select or Disney Select Single Barrel, it means that they sent a team of tasters to actually pick and select from a lot of barrels that specific one because of the flavor profile that was in it. And sometimes you can get barrels that don't taste very good. And so you obviously avoid those.
It is important. Yeah, it is important to trust the person that's picking them.
And Disney, the ones I have tried, the people they're sending to go pick, they're picking very good quality barrels, and it's something unique. It's not just going to be the exact same as the other Knob Creek that you can buy on the shelf.
I've had two offerings, two thumbs up from me. Here's the deal. The ones that you've had versus the ones I've had, we know that they're different. There's only probably 150 bottles in a barrel, probably-ish. Right. So chances are, if we're having multiple experiences and all of them are great, chances are it's going to be pretty marny.
Yeah, that means very good in Grease.
Yeah, pretty marny.
Pretty marny.
Overall, this experience, what are your thoughts on it?
It's being a part of the bourbon whiskey community, I'm not going to flock to this. Honestly, I feel like if they did the single barrel program thing, I feel like I might do it. Maybe take a couple of days down with my buddy and go down there and try it potentially. Just to have a bunch of single barrels in one place would be pretty cool to experience, and you're not having to pay an admission fee to be there. Right. That is a positive to me.
Yeah, as opposed to drinking around the world, which you have to pay to get into Epcot before you can even partake. So.
Yeah, it's like you're looking at spending the same amount of money per drink.
Yeah.
There and then also paying the ticket price depending on where that's appealing to me is if you're there for a long week and you're trying to find some new experiences, or you've got an annual pass and easy peasy, like, yeah, let's just go to Epcot for a little while and have a couple of drinks. Saunter on past Germany.
There you go,
Saunter. Norway.
So here's my thoughts on it before, and I'll get to Matt Lott after me. Unless you want to go first.
No, I don't care.
All right. I feel a little bit like this is just a someone in the marketing department was like, hey, this could be fun. And they're like, cool, do it. Like, I don't know that there was a ton of initiative put into this to make it something really special. I also find it odd that they are just doing it for a month and a half instead of doing it for why not the whole summer?
We have so many questions.
Yeah,
there's a lot of questions.
I don't understand. Maybe it's a trial run and they're going to do it later. I don't know why they didn't look into the fact that Bourbon Trail they couldn't use. That's why to me it doesn't seem like there's a lot of effort put into it. It was just someone came up with it. They said, sure, run with that, print some flyers, and make sure the restaurants are on board.
Yeah.
What I would like to see out of this is it actually catered a little bit more towards the bourbon community with the single barrel offerings. And maybe if you complete it, like if you go do something, maybe have like a t-shirt or something. Because you just dropped, like that's the Kentucky Bourbon Trail. When you can get a passport and they'll stamp it when you go to the different distilleries. And when you complete it, you get a t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe do something like that. I mean, if you're completing it, you're dropping over $300.
Well, I mean, they do all
you might as well get a pin.
Right.
A pin exactly or a right. t-shirt. Like, make it a unique experience. Extend it through the summer. Make
they give
it
pins
something
for
cool.
a lot less.
Right. So I don't think it'd be that difficult, especially if they're trying to get people to come in to the Disney Springs area and spend money and do this. I think it's a great idea, but I feel like they just implemented an idea without fully vetting the idea. They could have made it a lot better. I don't know that this in and of itself brings anyone to Disney mm-hmm. Springs. People may enjoy it while they're at Disney Springs, but I don't think this gets people to Disney Springs.
I wonder if – and I'd have to
research this, obviously, but I wonder if there's like a big convention or something surrounding whiskey in Orlando in that given time. And they were like, hey, if we kind of throw this out there, maybe we can pull some of that traffic in there, maybe get, you know, a couple of thousand people to come.
I know
in,
that there is like a whiskey festival in Orlando, but I think it has already passed. Yeah. I think it was in March.
Well, when did this officially start?
May 1st through June 17th.
Okay.
So it's
so bizarre.
It is. That's what's weird to me is that they're doing it for just over a month and a half.
Yeah, I feel like I feel like you're right, Will. I think this might be a trial run.
I think it is a trial run, and I like somebody who like me who's not as versed in whiskey culture and history as you guys. This is the perfect gateway into the more exclusive tiers of whiskeydom. You know, I think what it sounds like to me is a really well thought out idea to open it up to kind of masses, lowest common denominator. Oh yeah, I've tried whiskey before, but then also just enough to pique the interest of the aficionado to bring them down. And if they have a lot of success with it, then you'll see a more fully, you know, or more well thought out, fully implemented
thing. And
that,
I will say, we had a lot of people in our podcasters group on Facebook that were bringing this up, posting it, and said, oh, we know you guys are on WDW today. What are your thoughts? Yeah. Are you going to cover this? Are you going to talk about it? And so it made the rounds in our circles and actually got a good amount of press, like not just from Disney blogs, but newspapers and local papers were writing about like, oh, Disney's doing a kind of cool thing.
Right.
That doesn't mean that it translated into trips or specific things, but it was interesting that it got buzz. And but looking at the details of it, I feel like it's an iteration away from being something really cool.
Maybe this is what Food and Wine was when they started out initially. Maybe it was something more like this.
Yeah, let's just throw this out there.
Podge idea.
Now I would whiskey.
If they did the Disney Whiskey Festival.
Yeah.
Well, and if you look at it's in Disney Springs for a reason, you know?
Yeah.
Like, this isn't in Epcot for a reason. This isn't in any of the parks for a reason. It's in Disney Springs for a reason.
Yeah.
To me, it just feels like they're ramping up. Hopefully, this will be successful.
Whiskey is such a hot market right now. It's increasing in volume. I mean, distilleries are doubling down. You've got all these craft distilleries popping up. Everybody's getting in that game. Because it makes financial sense, just because the popularity is huge. I hope that it's not Disney saying, oh man, I really want a piece of that, because I don't think they did it really well. Now, if this is a trial run for something bigger and badder coming in later, and badder in a good way, coming in.
We were all alive in the 90s.
Yeah, then we got it.
Sounds fun to me. Like, I hope that is the case and they're not just trying to pull in, you know, something. Because here's the deal. Like, I don't think – I haven't heard anything like, oh, my gosh, you got to go to this positive in the bourbon and whiskey community.
Yeah. Well, it's like I know some people that are going down there, like already had vacations planned and said, like, going to probably have to do some of this, you know. And so that's kind of the level of enthusiasm I've seen.
Right. It might work in that regard of Disney Springs wasn't necessarily on their radar, now it is. And they might just see, you know, maybe they're like, hey, we saw like 20% more alcohol sales during this month and a half.
Yeah.
Hey-o.
This might be something interesting to do.
Right.
Because when you think Disney Springs, you don't think, man, I'm gonna go drink for a while.
Well, and that's the other thing is that they're highlighting cocktails at every restaurant, essentially, like 18 different locations that you can go buy a beverage. So even if someone goes and buys one that they weren't previously going to purchase, like I feel like that's a success in and of itself because all they did really was print maps.
Right. Right. And did a press release for blogs. You know, for people to talk about it.
They didn't do
media.
A huge amount of push. Now, I also wonder if kind of like how they did the trial run for the nighttime hours,
mm-hmm.
and then they ended up bringing it back, and they've tweaked it. They adjusted some things. I'm hoping that it's like we've pontificated that perhaps they're doing that.
Yeah.
That it is a quick trial run. We'll see it next year.
and it'll be a little bit better.
I mean, it could very easily come to, man, like, let's run this for a month at Epcot.
Right.
Easy peasy.
Well, and it's also, you brought up earlier Kentucky Derby. I mean, it launched May 1st. Bourbon and whiskey were all over the television that first week of May.
Mm-hmm.
So they were capitalizing on that, I feel like, of launching it May 1st and being able to then, everyone who's thought about bourbon that may be going to Disney because they watched TV and one of the biggest sporting events that includes, oh, who was the major sponsor this year or and has been for recent history is Woodford Reserve. And that's the one bourbon that they're having that you go get neat is Woodford Reserve. I feel like a little bit of that may play into the fact that they decided to do it that way. And so they launched it around that. It was the best time for them and anyone going to the parks during that time that had me like, maybe I should get into whiskey and bourbon because I watched
a lot of strategy.
I watched Justify win, you know.
No, I mean, we'll see. That's the thing about
this. Did you hear about the distillery they're opening?
Who?
Disney, and they're aging it in the Wonders of Life Pavilion. That's actually a Rick House. That would be the best thing ever.
Man, I got really excited.
Just as long as they don't do it in that dang dino ride at Epcot.
I like that.
Smells.
Countdown to extinction.
Countdown to something. Countdown to get me out of here.
A bunch of different things.
You're not dino world. You know what I mean?
Look, you got to be honest. You're sitting there at Disney. You've been run ragged all day because your children. It's hot. You come inside, you turn on the TV, and then you see one commercial for this, and you're like, I'm going to go to Disney Springs and get a nice drink tonight.
Right now.
Except I don't think they invested that money. However, I will say this.
Well, we don't know.
I will say this. Snickers has done a really good job with the whole Betty White sour attitude kind of sort of thing.
The Snickers satisfies.
That's exactly what whiskey does to men at Disney World.
Uh-huh.
It's like your wife, she's like, looking over there and be like, you need to go to Disney Springs.
Yeah, get right now. That. Either that or go to Epcot and get a Tipsy Ducks
in Love. Tipsy Ducks in Love.
Woohoo!
For those that haven't listened in the past, what is that drink? It's one of your favorites.
It's at the tea cart in the China Pavilion, and it's a I go into how I don't like the dessert drinks, and that's pretty much like a dessert drink.
Uh-huh.
It's like chocolate and cream. It's like a coffee cream with Jim Beam in it.
Well, you're in another country. It doesn't count.
Right, yeah. I don't know what their desserts are like over there.
Just sampling.
Just tell them to put some salt around the rim. You know what I mean?
No, they put whipped cream on top.
but I'm just saying, like, make it like a margarita.
It's like you go to another hemisphere and you become a completely different person.
Oh, yeah, it's completely different. Yeah. I'm not going to have an American milkshake that's boozy.
No.
Just call it a protein shake with alcohol in it. That's all I do.
Oh, yeah.
You have like 3 protein shakes a day.
Yeah, he does. He drinks a lot of them.
Lord. I know.
This is why
his liver function is not well.
We gotta get you to a doctor, buddy.
Sometimes you just gotta get back to one. Yeah. You know what I mean?
What do you mean, like one?
I mean,
hospital
percent.
Visit.
Well,
per
you just
week?
No, you get to 1 p.m. It's not 5 o'clock somewhere. It's actually technically 1 p.m.
Yeah, so you got to drink yourself to one, and then you can start drinking.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, that's gonna do it for this week on WDW Today. Grease, you got anything else to say?
Well, no, I was just gonna say.
Oh Lord.
I know. I'm sorry.
You've said enough.
For those WDW listeners, you know, maybe you're a wife that's listening to the show, maybe you're a husband listening to the show, getting some ideas. I think this is, if you're going in the next month, I think this is a good idea to try out. You've got you've got the Void over at Disney Springs, which is making huge hits.
Ooh, good. Mm-hmm. Probably you want to drink after the void.
After the void. Yeah,
it might be a little too real.
Yeah.
My gosh. They're dadgum stormtrooper.
I had the weirdest fever dream.
Ethel, you're a stormtrooper. Well, you are too, Howard.
That was a strong mint julep.
I love this sangria drink you got me. Anyway, yes. And so there's a couple of things out there that are appealing. For me, but here's the deal. Like, my perception of Disney Springs
always goes like so terrible. It's for men.
No. You know what I mean? Like, Disney Springs, like,
there's a lot of shopping. It's not necessarily like it hasn't been on my radar for a really long time. But
I hate to shop.
But do you know just because of the void period, it's on my radar and I'm legit pave the way. It's happening. Like I don't care what day.
Yeah.
Tell my wife we are going there. You tell me when. Just make it happen within a week. And I would not have said that, you know, a couple months ago. I wouldn't.
I always go to Disney Springs because we usually go see a movie, like as a family, whenever we go. We go to the theater, we do a little shopping.
Yeah.
We always make a little night of it.
Yeah. No, see, that's not what I normally do.
This will enhance that evening.
This will get me there.
Yes.
And you throw on, you know, I know it's not going to be around when I get there, but if you throw around that, then yeah.
Here's what I want to happen, because Matt Lott's going just after this ends. I want him to go try to get some of these beverages.
I will.
And then come back and report.
I'll do it.
That'd be fun. So anyway, all I'm saying is,
you've said so much.
So much.
All I'm saying is, I'll go there now.
Sum it up in one sentence.
All I'm saying is,
I'll go there now.
If you were a mom wife, there is a draw there to bring your husband.
So much more awkward.
Hey, honey, come on over. We got the bourbon trail over here. It's going to be awesome. That's a positive. On the other side of things, but hey, baby, y'all want to go shop for a little while? And then you dive off to the side there and have a few drinks.
All right. Now, that's really going to do it for this week on WDW Today. The three of us may be permanently kicked off when Terry and Logan listen to this. Mm-hmm. We appreciate you sticking with us this week, and we'll be back to normal next week. So stay tuned. Same Disney channel, same Disney place. I don't know. That's not a thing. Can I say that?
You can say it.
Oh, did you like that?
Did I like what?
Yeah.
What did you say? Same Disney time, same Disney. You made a face at me.
Did you black out for a second?
Oh, I was just wondering if you were going to do the We Don't Know Jack thing.
Oh, no. That's what we do on our show.
Oh, okay. Cool. I didn't know if we were bridging it.
No.
When I hear that, listen to the podcast.
Yeah. Thanks, Matt Lott.
You're welcome.
And I'm Will Haynes.
I'm Matt Lott.
And I'm The Green.
And we'll see you on the next show. We never see anyone, though.
It's not good.